time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Hurricane Florence is on course to make landfall around the South and North Carolina border on Friday as a Category 3 or 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center is warning of a triple threat. Life-threatening freshwater flooding from a prolonged and exceptionally heavy rainfall event from the coast to interior sections, and damaging hurricane-force winds at the coast and some distance inland. Like Hurricane Harvey, which stalled over Texas in 2017, Florence could linger over the southeast for several days after landfall, unloading 15 to 25 inches of rain and isolated amounts of up to 40 inches. Donald Trump held a briefing Tuesday in the Oval Office where he regaled the press with his scientific acumen.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet. Tremendous amounts of water.
Seriously, Trump had representatives from FEMA and DHS with him, and he bragged about their efforts from 2017's hurricane season.
The job that FEMA and law enforcement and everybody did working along with the governor in Puerto Rico, I think, was tremendous. I think that Puerto Rico was an incredible unsung success. Texas, we have been given A pluses for. Florida, we've been given A pluses for. I think in a certain way, the best job we did was Puerto Rico, but nobody would understand that. I mean, it's harder to understand. It was a very hard thing to do because of the fact they had no electric. Before the storms hit, it was dead, as you probably know. So we've gotten a lot of receptivity, a lot of thanks for the job we've done in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is very important. And by the way, speaking of Puerto Rico, they're going to be affected pretty much pretty soon by something else that's on its way. Is that right?
Potentially Hurricane Isaac right now is tracking south of the island, but we are we have several thousand people inside Puerto Rico right now working on long-term recovery that have shifted to the response mode to monitor as Isaac passes to the south.
We do not want to see Hurricane Isaac hit Puerto Rico. That's all we need. But we have a big hurricane out there, and it's sort of skirting along Puerto Rico and the edge of Puerto Rico. That would not be good.
A new independent analysis found that Hurricane Maria was responsible for an estimated 2,975 deaths. Obviously not an unsung success. Just in time for hurricane season, the Trump administration transferred nearly $10 million from FEMA earlier this year to fund immigrant detention and deportation efforts, according to a document released by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. Rachel Maddow explains.
Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon has gotten his hands on a document that has never been seen publicly before, which appears to show that Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security requested to transfer about $10 million out of the budget for FEMA this year and into the coffers of ICE to support ICE's detention and deportation programs for immigrants. Senator Merkley's office believed the transfer of these funds happened this summer, just in time for hurricane season. And the practice of transferring monies between agencies, that is not unusual in itself, but it is unusual to see in one of these documents a whole column full of money being deleted from the FEMA budget less than a year after Hurricane Maria, on the cusp of this year's hurricane season, apparently to bolster the government's ability to lock up and deport immigrants. Nearly $10 million taken out of FEMA, almost all of it going to ICE in order to fund more detention beds and ICE's transportation and removal program.
Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island wants to know if Judge Brett Kavanaugh has ever had a gambling problem. In 2016, Donald Trump's pick for the Supreme Court reported credit card and personal loan debts of between $60,000 and $200,000. Activists are targeting Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, two Republican senators who are pro-choice, trying to convince them to vote against the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Around 3,000 coat hangers were delivered to Susan Collins' office as a reminder of what could be at stake should Kavanaugh be confirmed. A new crowdfunding PAC has raised over $1 million. If Collins votes against Kavanaugh's confirmation, the money will be returned to donors. If she votes for confirmation, the money will be donated to Collins' opponent in 2020 when she's up for re-election. This is the ad they're running.
Senator, I have called you, I have emailed, I have written letters.
Day after day, week after week.
It has been pretty demoralizing to know that your elected representative is ignoring you.
So we're trying something new and hope that this will get your attention. Senator Collins, if you vote for Brett Kavanaugh, we're going to fund your future opponent.
A vote for Kavanaugh is almost certainly a vote to reverse Roe versus Wade.
As a Mainer who has a pre-existing condition, if you vote yes on Kavanaugh, you're voting to kill me.
If he was confirmed in the Supreme Court, he could instantly take away rights for people like me as a non-binary person or people of nearly any marginalized identity.
If you vote to confirm Kavanaugh, we're not going to stop fighting until you're defeated.
Mainers need you to stand up and be a hero.
Be a hero and vote no. And if you don't, we will replace you.
Collins said that campaign was tantamount to a bribe and that she wouldn't allow it to shape her decisions. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.